Well, good morning. And now I have the, should I call them youths, from Ballymore Youth Reach here today with me in the studio. And they've been having a tour around the studio. So I have, should I say their spokesperson? The very beautiful Marie before me, and I have Jack as well. So Marie, you're welcome to Lifeline.
Yeah.
Okay. And Jack, you're welcome. And then
thank you.
I would like to say to all of you I have here, you're welcome to Lifeline.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, well, I know that from the, well, from your mission statement, it says that the youth reach is just to, the aim is to support and encourage students to make decisions about their lives and through a program of personal development, education, and training. And your slogan is, you can all do it together. Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'd like to ask you, youth reach, you know, because for a couple of youths, sometimes they go for youth reach maybe after their school in the evening, like from where I come from, or rather from where I live. So I'd like to ask you, what does going to that club mean to you? What has it done? What has the program done for you?
Well, it's not a club.
Okay.
Youth Reach is a centre of education.
Okay.
So the students that come to the centre, they come to us for 2 years.
Okay.
And they do a range of academic subjects as well as personal development subjects.
Okay.
And after a two-year period, we would hope that they'd have achieved a general cert of learning, a VTAC level 4, which would enable them to go on to further education.
Okay. Oh, wow. Well, I thought it was kind of a club.
No.
So now I'm being educated.
Yeah.
In a, so, Marie, how long have you been there?
A year and a half.
Okay. And what about you?
A year and a half.
So are all of you in the same group?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and what's your ambition? Like, what would you like to do in future? What would you like to become?
Head on to college.
Head on to college and to study?
Tourism and travel.
So you're more of the adventurous type.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely adventurous.
Yeah. So that would be good for you. And radio is good too. If you're adventurous, you never know. You never imagine what you could do with radio.
Well, yeah. This particular group now are doing a community radio module at VTAC level 4.
Okay.
So they've just started it.
Mm-hmm.
And we've done some of the first unit, which is looking at how community radio can facilitate community building.
Okay.
And the definition of community radio and the difference between community radio and commercial radio.
Okay.
So they're just now, they're starting to get interested in the actual technicality of producing a radio program, maybe a magazine program, or interviewing people. So this is of particular interest to this group.
Okay, and that's funny because Lifeline, which I do, that's what's going on today. It's a magazine style program, but we do it. It borders around health and lifestyle. So lifestyle, anything. It could be fashion, it could be shopping, it could be like, you're here, we're talking about your life, what you do, what you like to, what you don't like to do, how you live your daily lives, you know. So it ranges from health, both physical, emotional, anything on health, you know. So
that's what's Daniel.
Daniel. So are you interested in radio as well? Or okay, so tell me, are you into sports?
Yeah.
Okay, what kind?
Football,
that's good. So, and have they started the Premier? There's something going on now, football.
Premier League.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we do, the lads would do, and some of the girls do football on Wednesday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
They'd have a fairly intensive football workout, you know.
Football match tomorrow.
And play, and they play. We have an inter, is it with other youth reach centres?
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
So we have our own kind of league, a youth reach league, because There's ten youth reach centres around Dublin.
Okay.
In different areas. So there'd be a lot of interest in football.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so and the other thing that they do with me actually, we do an outdoor pursuit module as well, which means that each group in the centre gets the opportunity to do a hill walk or a lowland hill walk sometimes, Glendalough, various places. They get the opportunity to go out and see a bit of nature.
Okay. Okay, because now that you talked about hill walk, Jack and Jill, they are doing this thing, fundraising.
Yeah,
climb a hill for Jack. Do you know it?
It'll
be good if I can see a Twitter picture of you guys with climbing a hill for Jack.
That's an idea, actually. Yeah. I hadn't thought about that before, that maybe we could incorporate that. Yeah. Jack and Jill is a charity, you know, the organisation.
Thank you so much for being here today.
And thanks for having us. Yeah. It's great. Yeah.